Blog Talk Radio.
A special Mother's Day message from Mr. T.
Every time I think about my mother, it sends a certain feeling up and down my body. My mother got that big, thick strap and whipped our behind, whipped our behind. Thank you, mother, 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 like no other. Every time that I cried and my mother didn't know why, how can I tell my mother that I love her, that I love her, that I love her? I wanted my mother to know that I love her every day, not just on Mother's Day, but I love my mother on President's Day, on Election Day, on Labor Day, Independence Day, Columbus Day, Earth Day, Memorial Day, Flag Day, Groundhog Day, April Fool's Day, New Year's Day, St. Patrick's Day, and yes, even on Father's Day, I love my mother.
Hey guys, this is Those Guys with your host Matt Marrero, along with
Satish. I was wondering why we didn't pull that one out last night. I mean, it was at least closer to Mother's Day.
No, we didn't need that last night. Last night was, well, what I think great is I forgot I used that. So I was thinking, all right, we're going to do our, you know, our normal Raw theme that we used last night. And then Mother Day, you know, a special message. Oh, that's right. I took that
why
off.
Not? No, and
yeah,
I know
right?
that some people didn't like it, but honestly, if Mr. T gave permission for that, I thought
yeah.
it was beautiful.
Yes. Also, another thing I think people really need to know, Cesaro versus Sheamus is playing on the in the background for me again. So I'm hearing that as Sheamus is beating up Cesaro. I want people to understand that.
It just feels like no other. Fella!
Yeah, pretty
no,
much. Also, but I need to be very quick though. Something extremely breaking news, by the way. If anyone hasn't heard this, breaking news. Apparently, according to reports that are coming in right now, Paul Heyman's client Brock Lesnar ended the Undertaker's undefeated streak at WrestleMania. I repeat, for anyone unaware, Paul Heyman's client Brock Lesnar ended the Undertaker's undefeated streak at WrestleMania. More news on this when more comes, but I think this might be a heavy hitting story.
Your girlfriend saw WrestleMania now, right? So we're good. We can say that.
Yeah, we can say that.
Okay, just making
we're
sure.
Good.
Shout out to
we're
you,
good.
Ashley. You know that we love you here. But
well, she's one of our gals. She's one of our usual.
Of course.
You know, one of our co-hosts. Yeah, but
yeah,
but seriously though,
brother
yeah,
and
no,
sisterhood of
would,
those guys and gals.
Yes. I would like to mention to everyone, by the way, call in 718-664-9468. The number again, 718-664-9468. But please call in during the halfway mark. We will be talking about main event now, but I definitely want you to remember those numbers just so, you can get your topics up if you want to talk about any rumors or anything specifically about main event that you enjoyed. And right now, let's delve into it.
Yeah, so just quickly, Matt was saying, we're gonna try something different from now on, where we're gonna do our callers about halfway through our show, so about 12 o'clock tonight. If you feel like calling in, discussing anything that we've mentioned about main event or anything you've heard rumors wise, for WWE, we're up for it. So again, the number 718-664-9468. We'll give it out again right around 12 o'clock when we welcome you to call in as always. But yeah, lead the way. Let's delve
into usually with Raw, we start out with the main event or at least a big piece of news, like last night with Daniel Bryan's news, and then we kind of work our way around. Main event is relatively short. I think we can start with the beginning and kind of work our way through. Strangely,
I thought it
unless
pretty quickly tonight.
It did. Also, strange thing, is it just me? Maybe I missed something, maybe I blinked or something. No Bo Dallas promo tonight.
Maybe you and me both?
Yeah, no Bo Dallas promo. That's very disheartening. I don't know why, but no Bo Dallas promo. Also, but I would like to say the Heyman segment was great. I mean, I love Heyman, and I just love that he's building up Cesaro more because it's something that we need.
Yeah, and we'll get to the main event when we talk about it. But obviously, that did enough to build up Cesaro as well.
Oh, yeah.
But leading off was Heyman and Sheamus and all our stuff going on there.
Yeah.
The streak jokes aren't stopping.
No, not at all. The one thing I think I'm upset about, and while it does tie into rumors, obviously we were able to see this, here tonight. They aren't looking to go with the Sheamus heel push, sadly.
No, which is that's probably tied into, and has been rumored rather, to be tied into the fact that Daniel Bryan's going to be missing some time and they need another babyface.
Yes, and they and you know, and while I really wish they could have used one of the members of the Shield, at the same time I understand why Sheamus would be the one leading it, because, you know, they're going to a European tour. Why not let that guy be the main face? Which I understand. It's just upsetting because WWE has many, a lot of times when they are doing, a lot of good, right? They are pushing forward with someone's story, and then something or other, just halts it. And it feels as if personally that the CM Punk departure is what halted Sheamus the first time, and now Daniel Bryan's departure is doing it this time, and it's just very upsetting because, I mean, you know, as you've mentioned before and as I've agreed, we need more heels. We really do.
Yeah, and it's funny to me because I guess it's interesting to see how WWE views Sheamus, because they view him as this they think he's this versatile guy that plays just as well as a face that he does as a heel. And right now, I would say the majority of the fan base considers him boring. You know, and I would argue that the reason I want the heel turn is not only because we need more heels, but because it would give him some kind of personality and interest. Right now, he is very bland and generic as a face. It's like, I like to fight, and I win matches. And he's got like 300 signature moves. I mean, that's Sheamus' thing. And it's just, that's it. You know, and it's not like his style of offense, 300 signature moves and all, lends itself to excitement. You know, and I'm not saying he's bad in the ring.
I'm saying
that if you're going to work that style, you need some kind of personality or something, I think, or to be in an interesting storyline to keep the attention of the people.
Yeah,
so
that
part's on WWE, which I figure he gets
people to cheer, though, but I hate to say this, it might just be the fan base that enjoys cheering for things. Because I don't believe that everyone is like that. You know, I am a fan. I do believe that, you know, Daniel Bryan is over, not the Yes Chance. But yes,
fans will chant things all the time. Yeah, I've said this before. I think people just love to chant things. The best example of We the People. Where
right,
it's like,
exactly.
Guys, I know you're not all racist.
Yeah, I would hope.
Right? I hope you're not all racist.
Yeah.
The time they were booing Big E and cheering Jack Swagger.
Jack Swagger. Which is strange because I understand maybe Cesaro, but Swagger was very interesting.
That was weird. It was a solid opening segment. I mean, I wasn't too disappointed with Main Event, to be honest, tonight. So that was...
No, not at all. That's why I wanted to do it. I mean, the second I heard about the Main Event, I really wanted to do it. But moving forward, Sandow versus Ziggler, before getting into some little things here and there, it was actually a really good match. You know, I enjoyed it.
Because those are two guys who can work a match.
Two guys that not only do I enjoy, but it also is a bit like Cody versus Sandow the night before, where you don't know who needs to. You know, both guys need the win technically because one is Sandow on his losing streak and the other is Dolph Ziggler. Both guys need the win. I just didn't know which one was going to get it. Which actually, I think booking like that is some great booking because. The matchup, not the booking. I didn't really like the end so much, but the way that the matchup was made, I do believe that, you know, it's exciting because I honestly didn't know who would win. Because I feel like even with kids, if a kid really thinks, like really, really thinks, there's a formula, you know. Oh, John Cena's in the match, he's going to win. You know, certain people in certain situations, you know, you can pick up on a formula. This specific one, it was very up in the air, I feel.
Let me ask you before I go into it. I don't know if you were around to see this, but do you remember MVP's face turn?
Sadly, I do not.
If you remember MVP, he was a heel character originally based on the fact that he was the most valuable player,
right.
And he in himself, he got a huge contract, you know, I'm the man.
Yeah.
And what had happened was, and I think this is what they're trying to replicate here in a way, he went on a losing streak. He was booked into a losing streak. So bad that he was becoming frustrated, but he kind of got, like, the fans' pity and love, you know, and slowly turned into this babyface where people were like, you know, MVP doesn't seem like that bad a guy. Let's hope he wins a match. And I feel like they're trying to replicate that in a way with Sandow, where he's going to get, like, the shit knocked out of him, beaten by everybody, right? And then he's eventually going to lose it and cut this promo, and people are going to be like, yeah, you know what, Damien, we like you. You know, and slowly he's going to transition.
If only it becomes anti-authority, because I honestly think that they need to build not even a faction. I know I'm a big fan of wanting factions, but we don't even need a faction. But what we need is just, it may sound like a faction at the end of the day, but what we need is just a couple of guys, maybe even a couple of girls, who just don't really enjoy what the authority is doing, and they're just against the authority. Not that we need to have a Damien Sandow, Daniel Bryan team up or anything, or anyone else like that, but what we need is just a couple people who think, hey, you know, you're not giving us shots. And if you notice, with the way things are right now, yeah, they're not really giving them shots. They aren't really, you know, not to say that they could say on TV, you're not giving me a story, because that's not supposed to exist, but you're not giving me the opportunity to be in these spots, because you can even have someone like Wade Barrett say, you know, not to make Wade Barrett face, but people, you know, just say, like, hey, I'm not even on television. You know, like, what are we doing here, guys? Why are we not on television when you're supposed to be building us up? You're the promoters, and little things like that. Because what we need is, it's terrible, because you have Daniel Bryan beat Triple H, right? So Daniel Bryan won, but nothing crumbled. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying that the company had to shut down for a week, but we had something that resembled the face won, but the heels didn't lose. Everything just kept on turning, and yes, you can say the same thing happened with the McMahons. Technically, everything kept on turning, but they didn't even try to scheme Daniel again. Things just kept on turning. It's the standard distractions. Where with Daniel Bryan got distracted with Bray Wyatt, now all of a sudden, Evolution is distracted with the Shield. My whole point coming down to, I mean, if this is going to happen with Sandow, where he's going to turn this, I'm hoping it becomes anti-authority instead of, please like me. And we will like him.
Oh, well, no, but I agree with that, though, because, part of it, I wanted to argue that Stephanie is kind of using Kane here. I think they've just kept this thing going where it's like, yeah, Daniel won, but it's not going to be all roses for you because we still fucking hate you. You know, here's Kane. Ha-ha. So, and I thought it's a subtle way of just showing we still hate you because I would have liked to see what happened after Kane. Because let's say he goes off, he's obviously going to go over, he would have gone over against Kane at Payback. So it would have been like a then what thing for me. Because then does someone else challenge him? Because then that's kind of weird, because the authority still kind of hates him. You know, because in my head, it would have been Batista, because he's related to the authority in that way. That being said, I see the point you're making, and I agree with you, because I think that Sandow plays better as an anti-authority kind of guy than, like, a saddened babyface, especially based on his character and the way that he conducts himself. It would be easier to cheer him as, like, this powerful rebel guy.
I would also like to add, you know, that and I really want to put this out there. He was being booked as if he was going to have a babyface turn because why? It was just the stupidest thing in the world. I mean, imagine if, you know, we're both, I know people can have differing opinions, but still, you're a bad guy. I'm a bad guy. We don't like good guys. But all of a sudden, for some reason, you're mad at me. So all of a sudden, you take complete advantage of me. And in WWE fashion, where it's like, oh, that means Sandow's a good guy now. No, he's just not on TV. But he got destroyed, though.
The one thing I will pick at it, though,
mm-hmm.
is Sandow's that pissed with the authority, right?
Right.
He shouldn't have been part of the heels that came out on Raw last night.
Well, that's why they probably will not be going that route. I mean, they may do something really stupid, as if, you know, he says, they don't want to give me a mic back there, you know, and it's like, but it's because of you people, and then still have it be a heel.
No,
it's WWE.
I don't know.
It's WWE.
I'm waiting for the payoff because
I hope.
I liked Damien Sandow a lot. This is a guy who can work in the ring, has still a good few years of work in him.
Oh, yeah.
He has personality and excellent mic skills, and you can't always teach that. You know, he's got a good package. If you're going to say, yeah, let's mid-card him off, let's do that, but let's do something with him. You know, let's give him some kind of, like, story or something.
Yeah, no, I personally think that he's the kind of guy who, you know, if they don't want to do anything with him and they future endeavor him, he can come back and be a Zeb Coulter kind of guy, where it's just, oh, he can't wrestle anymore, so he's not Damian Sandow anymore.
Sandow would be an excellent manager down the line, by the way. Like, years from now? I'm sure he could put over
anybody.
If they
want to bring back the character, if they want to bring back the character, that would be glorious. But if for some reason they don't, still as an actor, he can still be a completely different character, but still be this guy who can, you know, like you said, put over anyone.
Yeah, like Idol Stevens. But yeah.
Oh yeah. Yes, right. That would be great. Imagine that would be nice, putting over yourself, just Mick Foley putting over Mankind in a promo. Well,
that
he can't
be
here tonight. Well, he can't be here tonight. My client, Mankind, you know. But anyway, Emma versus Alicia Fox. Now, here's the thing, right?
Go for it.
We both agree what they're doing with Alicia Fox is great. So that's great. I mean, I love what they're doing with her. I like that, you know, I know AJ was nuts, but Fox has gone so nuts that it seems like every single show she's going to be going on a crazier and crazier mental breakdown. You know, which is great. However, my big issue is who she's facing, right? Because obviously Paige got the win. Obviously Emma got the win. Paige being a bit stronger than Emma. However, I still think, as I've mentioned before, and as even some people on Cage Side have mentioned, which is a big issue when more people are realizing this, there's a huge disconnect between NXT people and WWE people. And it's getting on my nerves, if only because, look, I love my girlfriend, right? You know, you think she's cool too. If she got into a WWE ring and got slapped by Alicia Fox, well, she would want to hit her. At the same time, she has never been in a ring. She does not wrestle. So when you get slapped by someone like that, you know what? Yeah, you're going to be on the floor. You're going to be like, damn, that hurts. From what we've seen of Emma and Paige, I don't know, something about it immediately seems like, oh, you were slapped by Alicia Fox and she's still somewhat near you. You know, put her into a toehold. Do something to get her on the floor and then beat the living hell out of her, because these are how they have been shown to – these are people they've been shown to be via NXT, via their NXT arrival. They had promos promoting these people, and I pushed this less on Paige and more on Emma, because I still believe that Emma's going to get that build-up, and, you know, this is just her paying her dues, and, I mean, Trish did it as well, but it's still very upsetting because that entire match, even the win, screamed, oh, I'm Emma. I don't know much about wrestling.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you, partially based on the way that she won the match, you know, off the schoolboy, but it's weird for me, because I think that WWE is actually making the mistake of thinking we all watch NXT religiously. Because I'll give you an example, right?
Okay.
You take Adam Rose's booking right now, right?
Right.
He's been around for 2 weeks and has not wrestled. Okay? Now, if you don't watch NXT...
Right.
Why should you care about this guy so far?
No, here's the thing. I disagree with you. I think the thing is that's just their slow build. They slow build a lot of these guys because it's not even the guys that they slow build. This is literally the comics parallel, the parallel I tell you about, where they know where they're going. They know that they technically have until the day the earth explodes, because that's how long they believe WWE will last.
But that's
so
a problem.
They don't,
because
that's a huge problem.
Adam Rose should have
least. NXT
this
is
not
a problem.
Because, okay, a guy who, and here's what I guess makes me angry. If you want to argue that, yes, Adam Rose is a bit of a Joker character, right?
Right.
People are in WWE to wrestle.
Yes.
Okay? Your first 2 weeks, you should have some, he hasn't physically made contact with these guys.
No, yeah, I agree. Again, I'm not saying
that. I think that's
fair,
because if you watch NXT, like, you know, like you, or at least you keep up with it, and I do,
right?
I'm aware of Adam Rose. I like him, and I'm like, all right, cool, Adam Rose. I can't wait till he wrestles. I'm pretty happy about it. I don't really mind what they do, because it's like, hey, he's going to be Adam Rose, you know, and I like his stuff so far. That being said, to the average fan who doesn't watch NXT, I don't think they care about Adam Rose. They're just like, oh, this guy, he's going to come to the ring and dance and leave again.
Which is really upsetting because, you know, again, the fans, I do believe that some of the fans have screwed over Adam Rose because they haven't cheered hard enough. But again, at the same time, you have WWE who, you're right. Again, I agree that they haven't done him justice, but I argue that I don't think it's because they think we watch NXT because at some point I don't believe WWE watches NXT.
No, I think it's the same thing with Emma, though, because I think the reason they're allowing her to be – okay, she was playful in NXT, but she was good in the ring, right?
Right.
Now, I think they're assuming we saw that Emma in NXT, so now that we're watching, we all think, oh, well, she could do stuff. She's being her playful Emma.
No, no, I disagree. Again, I flip it around where I think that they believe that, oh, she's playful. That's what the fans will love. That's what the casual fans will like. They don't care about that wrestling thing that women can do, especially Emma can do. Let's have her be fun. And let's water her down to the point where people will one day, other than the fact that, you know, there is an actual network where people can go back, people will forget that she could go so strong in the ring that, you know, she could beat up half the male, you know, many of the people on the, you know, on the jobber for, you know, male roster, that she could beat them up. Let's make them forget. Because I truly believe there's a disconnect. Not that they think, oh, we saw that part of her. No, I think that they just cherry-pick what they want to show on TV rather than thinking, no, 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 you bring up the entire person. You know, again, you bring up the entire person. If you're building them up there and you're not doing a complete gimmick change where, you know, let's say this Johnny Curtis to Fandango, if you're not doing that, then you take all of them. And that's what I don't think they're doing. They're thinking, oh, yeah, it's still Emma. She's doing the dancing thing that she did on the, like, that's what you guys liked, right? Same thing with you know, with Adam Rose. He's coming out to the ring and doing the da-da-da. You like the da-da-da, the roses. That's what you guys enjoy. Basically, it's just Vince McMahon. Just, it's like, yeah, you know, the roses. And it's like, no, God, you know, what we liked is that when he came out and he wrestled. It's like, and all of a sudden, people get confused backstage, and they're like, wait, you liked it when he wrestled on the wrestling program. You know, I don't know what you're talking about. You're just one of those older fans.
I agree with you with them being a disconnect. I just think the disconnect because I think they assume that we know them from NXT. I'm sticking to that because I feel like otherwise, Rose would have to do things. You know, Emma would have to do things because in terms of character depth, they've been giving basically nothing. I mean, even Paige, right?
Right.
You haven't, like, we, or at least I, to the point, worship her. I know you like her as well. I worship the child.
Oh, yes.
But,
yes.
So, and we know of, has she been given any character? Think
no.
about it. She hasn't,
but,
right?
But she has some. But here's the thing, though. She has, at the very least, been given promos. Where
very little,
also,
though.
Really? I think every week she's given something to at least make you remember who she is. Yes, they haven't been giving her mic time, which is a huge issue, but they also don't give a lot of
mic time.
But that's
what I mean, mic time. I understand what you're saying, because she got a video package. I think it was just
right.
last week, right?
No, each and every week they give her a new video package. Something.
Oh, well,
different.
I guess
something
they're trying to push her. I'm good with that, though.
They
but,
are.
I mean,
no, of course. No, here's the thing.
Yeah, but I think, like, mic
time-wise. It's a Divas thing,
like, you know,
though, I don't think it's a Paige thing. Like, it's just a general.
I don't know. I just think they're not giving them time to let people know who they are. Like, we
Very
can only
true.
Work, you know, so, and that's a problem. And I think they're doing that because they think that we know who they are already because they've kept these people the same.
I guess.
And they've ran vignettes, you know?
No,
but,
again, I can see that, but I also believe that it's, well, no, the vignettes I'll give you because they think, oh, we showed you who Adam Rose is. Why does he need to wrestle? It's like, but none of those vignettes had him wrestling.
At all, right?
No,
and it's
at
like,
all.
As much as we have Joker characters, I know you'll agree with this
yes.
much at least,
yes.
they have to wrestle at some point to continue being interesting.
Yeah, I think it would be very upsetting if, you know, his debut, which I don't think it will be, but at the worst case scenario, it will be. Adam Rose's debut for, you know, in-ring, will be at Payback.
If that is the case, that's going to be a huge error, I think.
Of course.
And
of course,
I think that's what they're building to. But by that time, you're going to burn out any potential interest in Adam Rose, I think.
And as we mentioned,
you'll get some people back.
Yes. Also, as we mentioned on not the yesterday's Raw, but the week before, as I mentioned in the archive section, a huge issue. Is when you have Adam Rose being put against someone who's actually getting cheers. you know, from smart crowds too, which is even worse, because not that you have to cater to smarts, but at the same time, you have to understand that, you know, it's an issue, you know, where it's just as if, you know, I mean, again, the common crowd, quote unquote, I hate to say that, you know, the people who, let's say, will like John Cena, right? It would be an issue to them, let's say, you know, if Kruger came out, you know, I say Kruger, if Adam Rose came out and, you know, and cut a promo on him. But again, when you flip it around, it's even, can be even worse with someone like, you know, Zeb Coulter. I mean, hey, I'm hoping, I'm really, really, really hoping that the average fan loves Adam Rose as much as you and I do. I'm hoping that, and we just don't know it because they've been to really bad towns.
Yeah,
and, maybe it's just,
and part of it too,
yeah.
by the way, I think, is his entrance drowns out the crowd where I can't tell.
Yes.
So
I actually can't either. It's kind of funny.
If they're non-reacting, and I believe people who are saying that the crowd is underwhelmed, I
right.
couldn't tell. Because even if they were cheering, I wouldn't be able to tell. Not that I mind as much, because I like
right.
his over-the-top crazy,
right.
you know, crowd entrance.
Right.
But it's just kind of like, I don't know, I'm worried. I am kind
yeah,
of worried
I'm
about
worried,
what they're
no,
doing with
no, no,
Adam
no.
Rose so far.
I'm worried, too. I just think that it's very slow, and that's an issue. You know, like I mentioned before, and I'll say it again, very slow. They need to be less slow with their guys because, well, I said it last night. I understand longevity. I understand wanting to keep things going a bit, you know, like, you know, for the long run. But when you have certain people debuting, they need to get on a microphone and, you know, someone mentioned this on Cage Side Seats, and I agree. You know, you have Adam Rose come out, interrupt Zeb Coulter, and while he was being what someone, you know, Zeb Coulter was being what someone would consider a fuddy-duddy, which I agree, there was still no reason for him to come out and interrupt him. There really was. It makes Adam Rose look like a heel. It makes him look like a bad guy.
Yeah, and it's just, it's confusing because as I made the jokes, I thought he was going to come out to interrupt 3MB because they were just saying, the party starts with us, we're the party. And it's like, you're begging Adam Rose to come out, and he doesn't.
Yeah, and
it
that,
was just weird for me
and
because
that exact moment
he could
would
easily go
like
over
Adam
someone
Rose.
For 3MB, you know?
Yeah, it would,
and,
no, it
it's
would,
just, and 3MB
yeah.
are established heels. People would be like, oh, yeah, Adam Rose is the party. Cool. It's just weird for me because, like, on the flip side, if you had Bo come out and just cut a promo and not even wrestle,
yeah.
I would be less angry with that because it fits him. You know, it fits his, like, he's going to establish himself as a heel with that promo,
yes.
his weird brand of heel, and immediately people will know we're not supposed to like this guy, and then when he wrestles the next week against whoever, he'll get boos, and he'll cut another promo, and boom, instant, like, money for him.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know,
and people can interrupt
we
him strayed
away
like
from,
that.
Yeah, we strayed away yeah. from the actual match, and I will say, Alicia Fox is putting in some good healing. Like, she's putting in her work in terms of
oh,
emotion
it's great.
And stuff.
No, it's
and that
great.
Entertains
and, yeah.
me.
No, yes. And honestly, I understand that some will say, oh, she needed to be tough for this match. I just think that there is no reason why both competitors can't be.
Oh, she
and,
needs
you
to
know,
win her next match, by the way.
Yes.
Because
yes.
she's been losing too much to the point where now that she's lost to Emma and Paige twice or three times,
yes.
she needs to regain credibility somehow. So she
yes.
needs to thrash someone.
Or at the very least, I know it might sound crazy, bring out a weapon of some sort. Even
that
if it doesn't
would be
work.
Really
something,
interesting.
Something, even if it's just taking JBL's drink and throwing it in Paige's face, something that makes the ref go, hey, that is an illegal action. I'm going to disqualify you. And while you technically
yeah,
lost,
you argued for
did
a
not
DQ
get pinned.
Last night. You argued for a
yeah.
DQ last night so
yeah.
she didn't have to eat another pin. And I can understand that. The DQ, I think, made more sense tonight with Emma because, you know, you don't need to book Emma. I mean, I do want her to be booked strong, but it's more necessary to book the champion to be the winner compared to the, you know, the non-champion.
Of
but,
course, yeah.
yeah, you're right. A DQ would have made sense. Now she kind of has to win a next match because
yeah.
if you want to keep this going, which you should because it's cool to have her have this, like, bitch character,
mm-hmm.
she needs to have credibility.
Definitely.
And you agree,
also,
I assume.
Also, I can't believe they let her do that to the announce team. You know, I understand why they wouldn't let her do that to last night's team because, you know, I mean, they're the people on the main card, the main roster, the main show. But it was just, wow, I mean, she literally destroyed them to the point where when the tail of the tape came up for both Cesaro and Sheamus, they weren't announcing anything. You know, their whole station had been destroyed.
No, it's funny because you're right, and I just laugh because in my head, it's like Cole got, you know, barbecue sauce thrown all over him before, and it's
yeah.
like that was a preview for them. It's like
yeah.
that's what you're going to get if you get called up to the main roster.
Yeah.
You have to suffer through that.
Basically. But it's just very interesting how they, how, you know, last night it was just very calm and subdued compared to tonight.
Right.
Where it's just, where's my money? Give me your money. Which was very interesting because I'm wondering, you know what they need to do? They need to hopefully, you know, push. Because the thing is I like her. I like what they're doing with her right now. They just need to somehow push her as Hollywood. As if, you know, if Batista wasn't currently in this Evolution feud, it would be great if she was his girlfriend. Meaning as if they're trying to push this crazy Hollywood mentality, because her breakdown just for some reason made me feel like it was like a Lindsay Lohan type breakdown, you know, an Amanda Bynes type snap that, mm-hmm. you know, it's just the pressure has gotten to me and now I'm barking like a dog for some reason.
Yeah, but, no, it's just, yes. I like it because it really has, it's not, I said bitch, but it's also like good half to like three quarters insane.
Yeah.
You know, like, I have lost it. And I like that,
yeah.
But I'll see where they go with it, because I say that a lot, you know, I'll see where they're going with this. But you've caught my interest because you're giving a diva some story, some background. We'll see what happens here. I just hope that she wins her next match because, you know, she's got to look strong to keep this going, at least for a bit.
Also, we haven't gotten to the main event yet, but however, we have a new main event. We have ourselves a caller, and I am patching him or her through. Hello, caller.
Directly
with my
at
money.
Flow.
With my money.
I don't know, caller. Who is Alicia Fox?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah, it's Alicia Fox's laugh, all right. Hello, Daddy. Hello, Daddy.
What's up,
all right, guys. So, Daddy, did you watch Main Event tonight? I have a question.
Yes.
So you did. So what was your favorite moment of Main Event? Was it something that we've talked about already? Or
you
was
have
it the main
to
event?
Ask. It was
yes.
Alicia Fox stuffing her book papers in the freaking guy's mouth. I'm like, I love you, crazy Alicia Fox.
Good. I'm happy it's something we've already gone through. Yeah, it's just very interesting because it's just, you know, I really want to see what they're doing with her. And I remember hearing some people on Cage Side Seats saying, what if they mix the two stories via Sandow and via Alicia Fox? Which, in general, even if they aren't mixed, still, what's going on with Alicia Fox right now is extremely interesting. I mean, of course, and people are loving it. You're loving it. I saw some people in the crowd going nuts.
Yeah. But the thing is, I'm wondering is, since AJ's not around anymore, do they need a new crazy chick?
The thing is, well, but here's the cool thing, though, which I did mention this, and I'll say it again. It's crazy in a different way, though. Because
yeah.
something about, maybe just the way that she portrayed it, but something about AJ could make sense, where no matter how crazy angry she got, she was still the chick that you kind of wanted to date, and you'd also feel as if, oh, you know, she's right, where she'll say, hey, I'm the Divas Champion, I haven't been beat. And you're like, correct. Where with Alicia Fox, she's just screaming about, where's my money? It's like, what? Like, you've completely lost your mind.
Yeah,
and it
much.
Started last night with she was screaming things like, I'm championship material, I'm championships contender. And, like,
right.
I
yeah.
guess that's part of it where she's just, she starts off being jealous and now she's just furious because it's like nothing is going her way. Her life
yeah.
is in ruins, basically.
Yeah.
And she's just flipping out and taking it out on the nearest people who tonight happens to be the announce team.
Yeah, but and that's the thing what I think. I agree with you, though, Danny. I do believe, like, you know, maybe they think, oh, we need another crazy person. But what I enjoy is that if that was their initial thought, somewhere down the line, somehow, you know, via Alicia or via someone on creative, it's being taken a different way where no one can say, unless you're maybe a small child, oh, she's crazy like AJ. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's really hard to say she's crazy like AJ. Just, oh, she is crazy. Also, AJ was crazy. Like, that, you know, that's how you can word it. But, and that's what I think I enjoy. Yes. So, Danny, anything else you enjoyed before we cut you off? Anything else you like?
Seamus. Oh, no. That's not, you haven't done that yet, so.
Well, no. We are about to. So, Seamus being Seamus.
Yeah.
Enjoyed Seamus being Seamus.
Did you like the match, or?
No, look, Seamus is just. I think I have a problem with Seamus just being the. I'm waiting for a Seamus heel turn. I'm just waiting for it.
Oh, good, because we were talking about that. So that's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, so I don't know if you heard what I was saying, but part of me was saying not only because we needed more heels, but I feel like he needs personality because right now, as his current face role, he bores me. I mean, would you agree with that? Or?
Yeah, he does kind of bore you. But the thing is, apparently, I was reading on Russell's own that there's there's talks of him having him join Evolution.
Yes, that was, well, not talks, that is actually completely a rumor, but again, a good rumor and one that I would enjoy. However, sadly, now with Daniel Bryan's departure, I feel as if they, if that does happen, it'll be either a while from now or at the very least after Payback, which from the way their tour looks is a while for them with the way they're getting worked. So, again, complete rumor. But I would like it. Personally, I would like it.
But question, is the title in advance now?
Actually, it's a great. This is a, okay, so this is a rumor, but I would like, I'm happy that you brought this up. Currently, they're going to talk about the way, what's going to happen with the titles on Monday. So, we don't know what they're going to say, but they're going to say something. And we here at Those Guys hope that it gets, you know, Daniel Bryan gets stripped, if only because he'll win it back one day. You know, we have faith he'll win it back, but getting it stripped would be great for storyline advancement.
And for his health,
yeah.
Because seriously,
yeah.
I don't care what kind of procedure you're having done on your neck, you should not be competing in 2.5 weeks.
No.
My thing is, like, I don't want him to have an edge where, like, being edge, like, where he's, like, stuck on his neck one of the second times.
Exactly. No, we agree with you completely. You know, Edge had his issues, and it was very upsetting, and we would hate for that to cut Daniel Bryan's career short, especially when, you know, one could argue that, you know, he has so many people. I mean, of course people loved Edge. I loved Edge. You know, a lot of people loved Edge. But with Daniel Bryan, what he currently has right now, it's just a beautiful moment. It's something that not a lot of superstars get. So if it gets cut short for a month or two, oh, okay. If it gets cut short in a way that he could never compete again after, let's say, this year, that would be a major problem.
Well, hell, he joined the Hall of Fame.
Well, yeah, well, that's the thing, too. It's like, would he, you know, there would be a huge debate about that as well. I mean, there was a debate about Edge going into the Hall of Fame. But anyway, Daniel.
Why was that a debate?
Well, that was a debate because of, you know, of he did very well, but it was, I think you can help me out with this, Satish.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember you told me about this yourself. So if you could please help me out here. Because I want to say some things, but I know you were a lot closer to the fandom at that time.
And repeat yourself for a second because my phone kind of, like, screwed
up. Oh, no,
I'm
completely fine. Why there is some debate on Edge being in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, about how quick it was thrown in, basically?
Yes.
Yeah, Edge, it was interesting because we were all sympathetic to Edge, and we loved his work, and what he did in terms of when he became a main eventer. But there was the argument definitely that, A, it was just a reaction move because it was like, wow, let's capitalize on the fact that we're all in love with Edge now and let's put him in the Hall of Fame now. So there was a lot of talk about it being much too quick. And secondly, there was arguments against his body of work. You know, not to say that he's not a bona fide Hall of Famer, because looking back, I mean, yeah, he put in some excellent work. But there were some people saying, eh, I don't know if he's on the fence for me, because you've got those tough critics. You know?
Yeah,
Bryan, I'm so sorry to interrupt Daniel. With Daniel Bryan, I don't think that there's an argument whether or not he's a Hall of Fame worthy. However, if something were to happen this year, where there were, let's say he comes back.
He's not Hall of Fame worthy yet.
He isn't yet. And that's the
yes.
thing, yet.
Yes.
So,
he will damn well be.
Issue. And,
he
and
will
that's a huge issue.
Well be, but not
and
yet.
That's a huge issue if, let's say, you know, a chain of injuries because he comes back a bit too early. And for
that's
some reason,
what
let's say
me.
By. Yeah,
I want longevity from Daniel Bryan.
Exactly.
If anyone on the roster right now. And
yeah.
Combine that with his style of work. And, of course, I'm a little bit scared when you say neck surgery.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
So they should just take Daniel Bryan out for, like, what, a year?
No. Normal recovery can be 6 to 8 weeks. Give him that much at least.
But remember, Daniel, 6 to 8 weeks. Currently, if you were to be back by Payback, that would actually be 2 weeks, which is the issue right there.
Six to eight weeks would lead him towards, I think, Money in the Bank pay-per-view, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Where 6 to 8 weeks is the standard recovery time. However, Payback is at the end of is literally the day after the end of this month, which currently, from where we are right now today, is 2 weeks. No, about almost three.
Oh, geez, no, he should not.
You see what we were saying right there. Where currently he's being rumored to come back at Payback, and that's a huge issue. But Daniel, happy to have you on. We're going to continue on to the main event of main event, which will be short, and then we will definitely focus on some of those rumors that, you know, Daniel's brought up, because there are a lot of good ones, honestly. This week, you know, we're having more we're having as many rumors as this week as I think we had pre-WrestleMania. I think it's getting, possibly because of some of the things that they've been doing here and there, and some of these twists and turns, we're actually getting back to that level of excitement, even if it's a little, you know, sadness and, you know, and we're a little bit frightened. But there is that excitement there. But anyway, Daniel, thank you for being on, and keep on listening, all right?
All right, love you guys.
Love you too, man.
Love you too, Danny. All right, but yeah, so,
bye.
You know, main event, Sheamus
yeah,
and Cesaro, which was
yeah.
solid.
I really enjoyed it because here's the thing. I was worried for Cesaro at first because, I mean, obviously they're going to have to make Sheamus look good against him for his tour and also because of the fact that he was, you know, bullied earlier in the night. But I was still worried because I didn't want it to be a really quick, strong win. But with the thing Cesaro did during that match, oh, it was beautiful. And I think, honestly, well, we're not going to get to see most of the European tour, which is kind of sad. You know, I can really see Cesaro being on the card. He is on one of the teams, yes?
Correct.
Yeah.
Everyone. Almost everybody on the roster, if not everybody.
Everyone who matters.
Yeah,
what I mean by
for,
that is, yeah,
JTG,
for,
if you're staying, you know, in the States, we have a proposition for you, but we'll get to that.
Yes, right. We will be tweeting you, JTG. You will receive a tweet in your inbox, and you will accept it. But anyway, but seriously, though, I do feel as if, even though I would have been okay with a Sheamus win, possibly with a Cesaro win at the, you know, during the tour, I'm happy that it was a double countout. I'm happy that Cesaro brought out a chair. I think that kind of animosity really needs to come back, and I think it's slowly creeping its way back in and making its return. You know, that kind of just, oh, I'm angry at you. That's right. There's weapons underneath this ring. Let's use them, shall we?
Yeah, and it felt like it was a subtle touch to, do you remember when we had that weird, stupid countout finish? Or rather, the DQ
yeah.
finish with the RVD and Cesaro.
Yeah.
What they were touching on was that supposedly Heyman was bringing out, like, a reckless and angry kind of Cesaro, you know, that was Heyman's influence. And
right.
I like that they did something like this because this is not something Cesaro would have done before.
Right.
And now it's like, okay, is that another Heyman thing? Because that's another, like, huh, like you tilt your head. Because
right.
they're fighting with the fact that Cesaro is still technically a heel, but everybody and their mother wants him to be a face. So
yeah.
they kind of need him to do heelish things to stay in that part of the crowd because people want to cheer him. I mean, the giant swing is a face move. It gets cheers.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
it's just that's if you're going to try to shove heel Cesaro down my throat, thank you for making the subtle effort to make him seem like he's a heel. And not
exactly.
just his manager.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all that really matters, I think, is that, you know, we do things that actually fit people's character. How about that? Isn't that nice?
Right. No, it makes perfect
yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, outside of that, you've got a few rumors I've heard that you want to
yes.
you know, discuss tonight.
A few rumors and I think just a few bits of news that I think could possibly change some people and their careers. Sadly, for the worse, I think. Even putting
well,
Daniel
we'll
Bryan
throw
aside,
me, Daddy.
Even putting Daniel Bryan aside just for a second, Dolph Ziggler made a tweet, and I know it might sound weird why we're reporting on tweets, because it's Dolph Ziggler,
and
he's the kind
Dolph
of man
loose cannon.
Yeah. Which is kind of funny because you think you look at Dolph on TV and you think Dolph loose cannon, come on, but he actually is. He's in the. I feel like he's in the kind of the writer, you know, the writer carpool of. So I can say this, right? No, you can't, Dolph. No, you can't. And so what Dolph Ziggler said is Batista is the weak link of evolution. He's the only one who hasn't evolved. Now again. While I find that a bit funny, while I think that is a bit, you know, I'm like, oh, that's a bit witty. Good for you, Dolph. Dolph is nowhere near that main event scene. Right now, even though you might think, oh, you know, Shield versus, you know, Evolution, that's not in the main event. That wasn't on the main event at the pay-per-view. But it's still main eventing Raw for the last 2-3 weeks. That's the main event. Dolph is not near there. This is really bad for Dolph.
I think, honestly, he just doesn't care. I mean, that's
what I think is great about him.
Or it could be a work.
Here's the thing. It could, but for what? Okay, here's the thing. I'll say this much. If Dolph Ziggler fights Batista on SmackDown or Raw, that's really bad for both people involved because Dolph Ziggler is obviously going to lose, right? And then Batista, what kind of rub is that? You know, Dolph has gotten some wins lately, but what kind of rub? Like, what kind of? It's the same thing where, you know, if Sheamus had beaten 3MB instead of Rybacksel, where it's like, what? Like, you know, how does that make your guy look strong? You know, so it could be a work. It could be a reference to the fact that, you know, they were possibly going to do something with the two of them a while ago, but then Dolph made a tweet about, you know, them saying how they cut out the cheers on SmackDown. You know, and then I think Dolph went, you know, kind of went back down after saying some stuff like that. So, again, maybe this is them trying to rebuild something. Maybe you're right. This is, you know, an actual thing that WWE told them to tweet. But again, for what purpose? They're going to have a match? Really? Is that what we're going to do? Dolph Ziggler versus Batista, the match you've been wanting to see.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I'm just worried about Dolph because I love the guy and I want him to succeed. Honestly, even though he won't get that push into the main, you know, babyface role, obviously that's for Sheamus, you know, I would enjoy that push. I would enjoy this, you know, this weird, turbulent time in WWE to push up guys that wouldn't have gotten the push because there's only one title. Yes, they'd promptly be dropped back down after Daniel Bryan comes back, but still, I would like random transitional champions like a Dolph Ziggler. But
mm-hmm.
It won't happen with things like this.
It sucks because, yeah, I mean, I'm one of those guys that's just, I want Dolph to do things and succeed and win, and I think he's just irritated like we are. So
yeah.
It's just kind of funny to see that go on. I mean, I agree with you in saying, like, most of me actually believes this one is a work, but
mm-hmm.
You're right. I mean, what the fuck are they going to do with Dolph and Batista? That's not,
yeah.
You know.
And this is why last night I made that joke where, you know, Big E was frustrated, and he talked to a friend of his about how to deal with his WWE frustrations, and that friend told him to make a tweet about it, and that friend was Dolph Ziggler. You know, when we see things like this, that's where those jokes come from, because you can't, you know, the funniest things are real. You know, those are the funniest jokes when they're actually based on reality. But moving back to that, you know, WWE addressing the world title, you know, that whole, you know, like what they're doing with that. The reason why I really want to focus on that is because there's just so many ways they can go through this. That's why I mentioned how this is kind of like a that pre-WrestleMania rumor roundup thing where it was just, you know, it was like, whoa, where are we getting, you know, where are we going with this now? Daniel Bryan's not in the picture. Is Triple H going to get the titles? You know, is he going to be that egomaniac who takes it upon himself to, you know, like, well, I guess I deserve them, and then no one really fights him for it because, you know, they're waiting for Daniel to either win them back from him or at the very least just, you know, beat up someone to get them back.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to have Triple H take them and then, while you may deem it too soon, have him say, oh, no, I'm the champion, I'm going to, you know, take it from you. And then Roman Reigns saying, not unless I take it from you.
No, see, as that I think would be too soon, if only because the Shield is going to stay strong as a group for a bit.
But
here's the thing, like, I would not be opposed if they take the title from Daniel Bryan.
Not at all.
Which they should. To some kind of campy, cheesy 20-man Battle Royale for the title or something. Or something
and
crazy.
And then, I'm sorry to interrupt you, and then that is when Adam Rose makes his debut and he wins. Adam Rose will be our new WWE World
Champion. That
WWE
would be hilarious. But no, I guess for me, like, okay, Daniel Bryan should be the champion. Like, regardless of his health right now, like, not mm-hmm. counting that fact, logically,
right.
Daniel Bryan should be your champion. Now, because mm-hmm. of his health, he cannot be your champion. You have a chance for the time that he's going to be gone, at least for the next couple weeks. Because if you want to say, okay, well, they were going to lose money if you give it to somebody like Adam Rose. No, I'm not saying Adam Rose should be your champion, but just working off the example that, you know.
Right.
At least until Payback, which is another week or two, you can give that championship to somebody. for fun, you know, a transitional champion, and make a quick build story. And if you're going to say, oh, that's not much time to build a story, actually it is. You know why? We have Raw and we have SmackDown. You can use SmackDown as a source for story building if you need to in a pinch.
We have 2 weeks of those. So in other words, we have both 2 weeks of Raw, 2 weeks of SmackDown. And even if you were to wait till after Payback, which is what we would like, you know, there's still ways of building up. Like, okay, I'm not saying I want Jack Swagger, you know, to be a champion. However, you know, to be at that level. However, you can use this to build up guys who are at that weird mid-card level who are heels, because as we've mentioned, we need more heels. You can build up a heel with this, and then, you know, and then promptly when Daniel Bryan comes back, defeats the heel as he always does, but still, you know, keep it going. Someone who needs it, you know, someone who personally I think needs it. And while I made that joke about Adam Rose, I would like to say if Adam Rose, you know, won that, we would know from one thing. That one night you'd have JR. For some reason, JR is back. As commentary, and then the second Adam Rose wins, just honestly, the boyhood dream has come true.
And it would just be the funniest thing, because Adam would be just, actually, my boyhood dream wasn't to hold the titles. And everyone's just so confused. What did you, to party? I wanted to party. Get with the program.
Next week, he turns them into giant cups with which he drinks his ale. he's just like, yeah, I've got the World Cups, and just immediately drinks from them and destroys the company. Stock plummets, WWE closes. But I honestly, though, again, seriously, as we've mentioned, you know, we've mentioned this more with the Royal Rumble, you know, they need to build up people again. For some reason, it feels like people have stopped being, you know, built. And I know that sounds crazy when you see guys like the Shield and guys like the Wyatts, but it's just, you know, again, it just feels as if we need, you know, the Rumble, or we need, like, Battle Royales to build people up. Like, okay, ready? Sheamus won the U.S. title, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, via that Battle Royal. Didn't need it, though. Not that he's John Cena, but he has a name where people can say, yeah, he's Sheamus. Like, no one, I feel as if you've been watching wrestling for a while, even if you just jumped back in, let's say, last year or the year before, as I did, no one looks at Sheamus and goes, who? Like, no, that's Sheamus. That is Sheamus. Ready? You know, everyone else in that Battle Royal, still, while you knew who they were, still, you know, as silly as this may sound, a Zack Ryder or Yoshitatsu, some U.S. title win would have been like, whoa, who is that guy? That guy is being built up. Now, that's crazy, you know? Where Sheamus is just, oh, okay, this is actually a bit beneath Sheamus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's at least how it felt. So
yeah, no, it is. In a way.
Yeah, and so hopefully this, you know, you're right, they do a Battle Royale or they do something to elevate somebody up to the level of, and while I think Roman Reigns would be a bit too soon, the reason why I would like it is because, too soon, yes, but somehow, transitional, where it's just, wow, this is, you know, and even Roman Reigns doesn't have to win. He can get screwed over by, you know, by Evolution in a match. But so the point is that, oh, that was, you know, that was a nice transitional match. Triple H technically kept the titles. You know, the titles are still on him until Daniel Bryan can come back and beat him again or beat someone again. And what's cool is because he's the COO, Triple H, you know, can do something which I think would be really cool, where it's just, oh, you know, I'm working with my Evolution buddies. We're all the champion. What? I'm the guy who runs the company, all right? If I want to make Batista the champion, I can do it. Bam, he's the champion. He's a good buddy of mine.
It just reminded me of Daniel Bryan and Kane, where it's just, I'm the tag team champion.
Yes.
No,
yes.
I am the tag team champion. Like, it's just collectively, Evolution holds all the titles. Like, Triple H, if you want to do something like that, you know, go overboard, where Triple H's like, you know what, I kind of want the tag titles too.
Why not? Right?
You know, he just takes them, and he's like, here, Randy, Dave, entertain yourselves. Sheamus gets the U.S. He gets the unified U.S. and intercontinental one.
I would be very happy with Triple H cutting a promo on Sheamus and saying something along the lines of, you know, it's like, I'm going to take your title from you. Sheamus comes out, he's like, no, you're not, fella, because I'm joining Evolution. Like, what? Sheamus is joining Evolution.
And Triple H is just like, good decision. You can keep your title.
Sitting
have
there like,
fun.
You know, I didn't think about that. Good job. Good.
Loophole.
Like, Yeah, loophole.
No, it's funny because we're losing it off the end here, and we're making jokes, you know. But
we really are.
In all seriousness,
but it works.
Right?
It works.
Like, no, in all seriousness, I think they could do they have the potential to really do something different, and I'd love to see what they do with it or who they use.
Kane's
going to
get the title.
Story. Huh?
Kane's going to get the title. Kane.
That would
they're
suck.
They're going to put it. Okay, while it would suck, I would still like that the history books would read that Kane won a WWE title 16 years after his last title run.
Yeah, which is, as was pointed out on Kane's side today, it would be a record because it would break Bob Backlund's 11-year drought between a world title reign. My God. 16 years since Kane's last world title reign. Good booking, WWE, not to, like, bite and give it to him again. But
what I would like to say, you know, and I know this sounds really, really...
So who beats Kane at Payback then, by the way, after you make your statement?
Well, again, it would I would assume it would be Daniel Bryan. Like, that's what I'm saying. I would assume if...
No,
at
Payback,
come
at Payback.
Back. But, remember, Daniel Bryan, if everything is rumored the way they would rumor it, Kane would keep it until Payback, and then Bryan would lose, possibly in a triumphant return that no one expected, and then win it back. But if it was up to us, then obviously Kane wouldn't win it because, who would beat Kane at Payback? The Undertaker. Who would beat Kane at Payback? Sting. So, we wouldn't know. So if it was up to us, obviously we wouldn't do that because... That would not work because, who would beat Kane? For honestly, if it were up to us, it would be Triple H because he can draw this out as a heel for a very long time. And if you put someone like, let's say, The Shield against him where it's like, Roman Reigns is going to fight him at this pay-per-view, but then Evolution interferes, and while it is one of those, those bad finishes that most people don't enjoy, obviously Reigns wouldn't win the title, and it would push the Shield the way it pushed Daniel Bryan into this. Oh, we love them because they're underdogs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be a great a great move if they really want Daniel Bryan to not come back that quickly. However, sadly, I'm under the impression that they don't care because again, as much as I think that they like the way the superstars make money. But I don't believe they treat them as human beings, and they feel as if that, he'll come back in about a week. I thought, it's like, wait, doesn't it take about a good, 3 years to nurse that injury? Yeah, but, a week. Well, okay. If that's
I'm still freaking out because neck surgery, the thought scares me. It really does. Right.
No, I agree. That's why I'm a bit silent here. I agree completely,
With Stone Cold, I think Stone Cold also had a neck surgery,
and
his body of work and his ability in the ring was different after he reinvented himself. He was awesome, but it's different for Daniel because, immediately, right, the diving headbutt is probably just gone out of his arsenal. And
yeah.
Here's a weird argument to make, although, do we ban the diving headbutt?
It's funny because I think that's what people would say, but I could swear I haven't seen him done it that much recently anyway to really call any attention. Maybe then again he has been working injured, possibly. But I haven't
He doesn't do what, and we can say that name here, Chris Benoit, he doesn't do what Benoit did where it's like more of a head-to-head contact. His head
to
make more contact with, like, the chest area and stuff.
Yes.
So compared to Benoit, where it was, like, head-to-head contact.
Yeah, that
was
a bit. And, of course, the years of extreme fighting with, all these weapons and these, hardcore matches. But now, Daniel Bryan, I feel as if he's – what would scare me more, I think, is if they looked at what they did at Extreme Rules and think, that was bad. Where now it's like, no, guys, we were making progress. The problem isn't – again, I hope that, before we end in about, a few minutes. I hope WWE understands, as I've said previously, that the problem isn't the fact that, you can have guys fall on thumbtacks, right? It can happen. It's a thing. It could and should still be a thing. The problem is, right, is if they're going to fall on thumbtacks every night or if, the night after they fall on thumbtacks, they're wrestling again. Or, that's the issue where it's just, all right, we got the thumbtacks out of him. It's great. Oh, by the way, this week you're booked to fight 3 matches, okay? All right, cool. That's where it becomes an issue where it's just, you put someone through these hellacious, you know, a hellacious match, which could just be a standard match. I mean, people look on TV and think, oh, that was just a normal match. It wasn't difficult. You know, tell that to them when they're doing this 3 times a week. You know, in different
right.
areas, having to, you know, having to be in different places and all this stuff, and then also, you know, put into their schedule. You know, I mean, think about how they make money. Think about when you watch. I know it might sound crazy, but think about when you watch something like Total Divas and Daniel Bryan's on the show, right? Even when he's not wrestling, he's technically doing something.
Right.
Yeah.
So, are we going to look to wrap this up, or are we going to keep going? I don't know.
Well, we have a special show tonight. We aren't in the archives yet. Oh, it's magic.
We will wrap this up, though.
We are, actually. We actually are. But we will wrap this up, I'll say. You know, definitely like us on, you know, Those Guys on the Radio, on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, if you're going to look up the URL, Those Guys on the Radio, you're going to search us with a little search bar function, Those Guys. We have a lot of different shows planned for you, usually on a daily basis, but if it's not, you can check our Facebook page. You know, we range from a lot of things, wrestling, Pokemon, anime, manga, comic books. I don't know why each one had to have a different voice. But yeah, we have, you know, we talk about a lot of, you know, different range of topics and but we do love wrestling, right? I mean, here we are.
Yeah, and of course, Those Guys on the Radio at gmail.com is always going to be our
yes.
Gmail address.
Yes.
Always welcome to shoot us anything there, suggestions for potential topics, any advertising
yes.
opportunities, which we are always looking for. Please don't be afraid to approach us. We would love to promote anything that isn't illegal. And yeah, I mean, that about sums it up. Thank
what
you for
I,
listening, as
I,
always.
What I enjoyed is that when you said don't, I was like, don't be a lemon, be a rosebud. I was really confused. I was like, all right, I mean, whatever he wants to say.
No, I don't think that would work for me. Like, I
no,
can't.
That's true. That's
you know,
more,
there
are
certain things
me.
That work
I can
with
do
me.
That.
Yeah, no, you could definitely pull that one off.
Oh, yeah.
See, I can't pull off the don't be a lemon, be a rosebud thing. It's just like, fish, you all right there, buddy?
You are a
pal.
But anyway, but seriously, though.
What?
You're a lemon. Stop being a lemon. No, but
what kind of fucking commentary is that? I'm a fucking lemon? Fuck you.
I'm sorry. I've been studying Michael Cole's commentary. I'm sorry. He has his own school.
Go get the J.R. book on commentary.
You're a lemon.
My God, he's been turned into a lemon. What kind of fucking sorcery is that? Just like that, you know, that would have worked. I'd be like, oh man, I'm sorry, I would love to be a rose. My God, he's a talking fucking lemon. What the fuck?
I don't think JR said that on air, but then again,
I'm ad-libbing / paraphrasing here, but you know.
No, you could. But if he did curse on the air, you can check that out on the WWE Network. They have all these Raws and SmackDowns and WWE pay-per-views.
Which continues to be pretty awesome. I can't complain
about Matt's little
ad every time.
Yeah, no, it's definitely really great stuff, that network. But what I would like to say is that, you know, we like wrestling, right? And before we cut this off, obviously we like wrestling. But during our podcasts, it'll seem as if we hate it. You know, we'll nitpick and we'll say certain things here and there, but the only reason why we do is because we want it to be better than what it already is. Because we're not saying that it's terrible right now, because by God, you know, there was you know, while I had tuned out and I wasn't watching, now with the network I can watch. And Satisha told me about the GM era, The oh, I'm the GM, but I'm also a computer era that happened.
Oh, my fucking God, the anonymous GM thing. The only thing that was good for, literally, was Edge flipping out on it. What are you doing, Edge? Step away from the computer, Edge. You don't want to do that, Edge. Pff, bashes the shit out of it.
So
that was me. Because even as a heel, Edge embodied me
for
about 30 seconds.
So basically, the point being, is that happened.
The point being that Matt is trying to say, if you want to find a reason to hate WWE, they've posted the fucking episodes, and you can go watch it. What a great marketing tactic!
But seriously though, what I would like to say,
you hit the button,
Matt.
You
yeah,
hit
right?
the button.
What I would like to say is that, you know, so they've gotten past that. But still, there are just some, you know, there are a few things here and there that obviously, you know, they're never going to be perfect. But hopefully, you know, if we really hated the WWE as much as someone possibly in the WWE might think, oh, they don't like it because of this. Remember, person listening, we're still watching. You know, we're still commenting. We're sitting here giving an hour and something of our time just to talk about this. So please understand, you know, that we just want the best, you know. That's what we want, WWE, if you're listening. No, you're not, but if you are, that would be great. You know, that's how we feel, JTG. You know, I just think that, you know, Dolph Ziggler, that we like your careers, you know, and we just hope that, you know, maybe someday they'll become something, Zack Ryder. So one day, you know. Yeah.
You sound so sad.
No, I'm really worried that people get the wrong impression, you know, because obviously we're here, but sometimes I will admit it sounds as if we were very critical, you know. It's like, hey, that person blinked the wrong way. Why are they doing this to us? Right? So
the fact that we take the time to be so critical is the representation of the fact that we care so much, we like it so much. You
exactly.
know what I mean? Me having to write what I used to do when I wrote for baseball for years, and
right.
I was predominantly negative for a bit, it wasn't because I hated the – I mean, yeah, I wanted them to do better, but it was – I loved it so much that I wanted it to be better. You know, and that's the thing with wrestling, where even when things are going well, we are going to nitpick at certain things, and it's okay because it's because we care. And
yeah.
We podcast about it every week, and I mean, if you want to question our dedication to it, we podcast almost more than once a week on wrestling.
Yeah,
cover all pay per views, cover Raw right after it happens. I mean, I don't think anyone's out there to question our dedication. We love
our dedication, just our love. You know, our love
we do love it. I mean, hell, the WWE Network is awesome.
Oh yeah, we're gonna need a follow up episode on the WWE Network and how it's grown. But as of right now, let's end this. So, you know, thank you guys for listening to those guys, like our
never
Facebook,
can
and
go
I
day
am,
that
he's
actually.
Never, this Rem is never going to like that quote.
No.
Never going to like it. But yeah, so again, thank you guys. And, Matt Marrero and Tish Ram are signing out. Play us out, Tish Ram. I'm hoping it's as fire burns, but just like every single, you know, night before I go into bed, my hopes are going to shatter. So play.
Oh, it's time to rock and roll. Oh. It's time I'm in control.
If anyone could hear me, I would like to say I thought I was Fish Graham last time. I'm not even going to lie.
It's time to rock and roll.
I'ma keep doing me. That can't save me.
Whoa, it's time to rock and roll.